This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Twitter is out with its latest diversity numbers. Same old is the short headline. Like Facebook and Yahoo and Google and LinkedIn, it's doing a lousy job of hiring women and people of color. And to be clear, the company knows it. Their report is titled Building a Twitter We Can Be Proud Of. So, how? Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
No one from Twitter was available for an interview, but in an email, the company pointed to a list of organizations it supports: Girls Who Code, Year Up, Black Girls Code, and others. The pipeline argument is you've got to help more women and people of color get into tech. Catherine Finney, the founder of Digital Undivided, says for people of color, networking can be a stumbling block.
Usually in tech, you get a job because your friend works there, or you know the founder, or somehow you went to the same school or were a classmate. And we're not part of those networks. We're not necessarily friends with founders of billion-dollar companies.
But people who work in tech say helping others break in is only part of the solution. Lee Honeywell, a security engineer and member of Double Union, a feminist hackerspace, says lots of women who make it through the pipeline and get jobs in tech are confronted by a culture that can be downright sexist.
I could tell you stories that would make you be like, is this Mad Men? You know, out and out sexist remarks, business dinners that I thought were business dinners that ended up being like somebody's idea of a date.
She says simply bringing diverse employees in isn't enough.
It's really not cool to be, you know, encouraging all of these young girls and young people of color to enter a field where they're going to face discrimination. It's up to those of us who are here, both men and women, to encourage attitude changes.
Honeywell says part of the solution is to gently, and sometimes less gently, call out bad behavior in the workplace. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.